Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder, and it is a pleasure to have you joining us. No matter where you're listening from, thank you so much for tuning in and passing along this show to a friend. That's the only way it continues to grow. We can't do it without you, so thank you so much for your support. And, of course, want to remind you that there's so much more than just our podcast for our ministry, Patchwork Heart Ministry. Head over to our website, patchworkheart.org, to check it out and see all about it. I don't want to spend too much time talking about ourselves today because I have a wonderful guest. Her name is Ann DeSantis. And she is a model and actress and host of the online TV show The Positive Side on RVN TV. She interviews people of all walks of life. And she's also the director of the St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation, where she helps individuals and families in crisis situations and accompany them in their trials through the charism of the Mercedarian Religious Order, which is based in Philadelphia. Ann, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for joining me here today on Young Catholics Respond. It's wonderful to talk with you.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be here.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in Philadelphia, so I have a soft spot for Philadelphia in my heart. I'm an Eagles fan, I'm a Phillies fan, and all of that. So, you know, beautiful city, and it's great to connect with you, another Philadelphian, and they wonderful, great, strong Catholic faith out in that neck of the woods. I know you guys are actually in Cherry Hill area, your studios are anyway, but I want to talk with you about your faith today. And everything. So just talk with us a little bit about your faith journey.
Well, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. It's really a blessing to be able to share that with you today on this program. My faith journey really begins, obviously, at my baptism. I was born and raised Catholic, and take that seriously, that the beginning of my faith journey did come at baptism as a baby. But of course, along the way in childhood and teen years and early 20s, I wouldn't categorize myself as a person who was really devoutly following my faith, unfortunately, until a crisis came in my life. And Bill, I know right before the program, we were comparing notes because both of us have experienced some health issues. And at the age of 34, back in 1999, I had given birth to my second child, and soon after her birth was having some health issues, basically problems with breathing, not knowing where that was coming from. Then going to the doctor, and after some investigation, finding out that indeed I had a heart problem. The name of that disease is called peripartum cardiomyopathy. That is a rare heart condition. It only happens in about 1 in 10,000 pregnancies. And the thing that I found out about it is that it has basically nothing really to do too much with heredity. So, you know, if your dad had a heart attack or, you know, something like that, what I found out is that it's one of those diseases that they're still investigating to find out what the actual cause is. They found out that I think that it could be something autoimmune, a heart virus, but there's still a lot of question marks when it comes to what exactly and how does this disease happen. Nonetheless, it was something that really hit me and my family at the time. My husband, Angelo, and I had a two-year-old and then, of course, a two-month-old baby. And then getting this diagnosis was, upsetting, to say the least. But the good news is that I had received the sacrament of the sick, and it was life-changing for me. not only spiritually, but I'm happy to tell you that a week after getting the sacrament of the sick, that I found out from the doctor that my heart actually returned to its normal state. It did take a while for me to get kind of back on my feet, as they say, but I was able to be healed of it. And it, you know, took about a year, I would say, until I was really completely back to normal. But it really woke me up, we'll say, as to what was really important, got me back to really practicing the sacraments, and really brought faith in a much deeper way to my husband and I and to our family. And now that was more than 20 years ago, I should say. It was in 1999. So here we are, 2020. And health-wise, I have been doing great. So it's been a journey. And I'm grateful every day that I've been given the gift of life. Of course, you know, we all have problems and issues as we go about our days. And whether, you know, it could be physical, could be psychological, whatever it is. But I know that God is by my side no matter what. And, you know, that was the beginning of me really realizing and being grateful for the sacraments of the Catholic Church and being a member. So that's just part of my journey. But I wanted to share that with you because I know we were talking health right before this call.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How God can come to you in a greater way when it comes to depending on Him in every single aspect of our lives.
Yeah, it really is. It really is amazing. I know that I relate to that so very strongly. I mean, my journey actually began with an emergency baptism in the hospital because I had tetralogy of Fallot. But one of the amazing things that you bring about in your sharing there, Anne, is how when you realize that something has gone wrong, you know, and where do you turn? You know, do you turn to faith, or do you turn away from your faith? You know, do you blame God, or do you trust God? And there's a decision point that gets made in a lot of people's lives, a lot of people, young people's lives, right? You know, it happened pretty early in your life. At 34, I'm 34 right now. So, you know, what advice do you give to young people that maybe encounter a situation like that, that maybe don't necessarily have the same foundation that you had as a child growing up with that faith, you know, and having the sacraments and everything instilled in you? What do you do?
Well, dependence on God is the most important thing. And I remember a spiritual director once said to me that living in the present moment, and I'll tell you, when I was in the middle of that heart condition, that's exactly what I did every single day. I mean, I was in the present moment. And that was probably the greatest gift. And I would say that would be my advice for anyone, no matter what age, but especially younger people, is depend on God and live in the present moment, because God will present situations to you to help to bring you closer. Now, will they always be positive interactions and great feelings? Well, you and I both know the answer to that question is no. But that doesn't mean that He's not there. That doesn't mean that He won't use those difficult moments to draw you closer to Him, because the mission of our lives is to get to heaven. We know that. And it's to get through life too, right? Yeah. I mean, let's face it, for none of us, Catholic, Christian, no matter what religion or non-religion you are, life is hard, okay? So I think you come to that realization that it's not always going to be perfect. Sometimes we look at people who have money or resources or lots of friends or good looks, and we think, well, they have it easy. But for every single person, there's going to be a cross. So no matter whether you have faith in your life or you don't, there's still going to be a cross. But that cross is also a gift from God. So it's the willingness to take it up and realize that taking that cross up is what will bring you also to your own resurrection, both here and also at the end of your life and beyond.
Oh, how beautiful is that? Um, I I think that that is a perfect lead in almost for your television show, right? The positive side, right? Looking at life from that side of things, understanding that God is going to pull you through the trials and challenges in your life, right? So talk with us a little bit about how your faith developed into your career, the media, all of that stuff.
Yeah, well, that's really was God's providence and how God acted in my life in a way to bring that opportunity, because that's exactly what happened to me. I want to just make a shout out to a gentleman by the name of Bob Charger, because he was the one that invited me on a show called The Morning Coffee at RVN TV. And I was a guest there. And after that opportunity, the owners of the show actually invited me, knowing my kind of a little bit of my background also, whether I wanted to host my own show. So that's how that happened. And I named it The Positive Side. That was my idea. Because I think that's what this world needs. And even, within our Catholic world, too, is, yes, there's a cross. Yes, there's suffering. Yes, there's sometimes sadness. We know that. But there is a positive side. And I think we need that within the Catholic Church. We need that within the world. And that's what I'm doing, is trying to bring the good things that people are doing. And that's what the positive side is all about. People are doing such awesome things. I host a lot of Catholics, and I also host a lot of people of other denominations, and also nonprofits, businesses, people who are really just making a difference for the world. I should say, too, that I interview people of many denominations and even non-faiths, because what we're doing is just trying to bring to others the good things, as I said, that people are doing.
Yeah, it's so important that we highlight how people are positively impacting the world, especially when we hear so much negativity out there in our media, in our culture. Our local news, I complain about it often, does not talk about the great things that people are doing in the world, and they focus on all of the evil and horrible things. So knowing that somebody's out there committed to bringing wonderful stories out about people who are doing positive things in the world is so important, because there is goodness in the world. It does exist. The human heart does have the capacity to be good and do good in the world. That's the reason why God came and redeemed us, and because he knows our capacity to love one another. So it's so important to be able to highlight that, and I'm so glad you're committed to doing that, Anne. As these interviews always go so much faster than I would like them to, but it's time to take a short break here on Young Catholics Respond. So when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Anne DeSantis about the many great things she's doing, especially with the St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation, because that is a wonderful way she's reaching in to help people really experience the love of Christ as well. So right back after these messages here on Young Catholics Respond, I'm Bill Snyder.
Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147. Or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org.
Judy Hare was a bankrupt, homeless, drug-addicted college dropout on the brink of divorce, but is now a seminary graduate and devoted wife and mother of four children. What happened? Find out in her autobiography, Shattered, How God Restored My Heart and Life. Her journey of faith has been called brutally honest, truly inspiring, profound, heartbreaking, and life-changing. Shattered is available now for only $15 on her website, judyhare.com, on amazon.com, or at your local Catholic bookstore. As Judy says, it is never too late to become the person you deserve and desire to be. So stop wishing for change and start doing something about it by reserving your copy of Shattered today.
The St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation for Freedom, Family, and Faith offers prayerful accompaniment for those who are affected by divorce and separation. We offer free online support meetings for those affected by divorce and for adult children of divorce. You can learn more about us at nonatus.org. That's nonatus.org. Text or call 215-870-9913.
At times, it seems like the world today is filled with so much division, bigotry, and hatred. So it's up to us to make sure that we get back to the basics, and that is Jesus Christ and his message of faith, hope, and love. Faith, Hope, Love with John and Morgan Bender is a new project that seeks to do just that by engaging and inspiring Catholics within the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and beyond. Read personal faith stories, interviews, and news all by visiting the Faith, Hope, and Love blog.blogspot.com or follow us on Twitter at Johnny Bender MKE.
The words spoken by Our Lady of Guadalupe to Juan Diego nearly 500 years ago are almost too good to be true. Asking that a temple be built at the site of her apparition, she promised that here I will give all my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to all those who love me, cry to me, seek me, and who have confidence in me. Here I will listen to their weepings and alleviate all their sufferings, necessities, and misfortunes. My name is Alan Napleton, and I live in Dallas, Texas. I have visited her shrine in Mexico City dozens of times, bringing my own petitions, and have found Our Lady to be true to her word. Over the years, I have brought hundreds of pilgrims to this holy place without incidents, and have now founded Viva Guadalupe, a nonprofit that provides safe and inexpensive pilgrimages to Our Lady's shrine. If you would like to take our Blessed Mother up on her promise and learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond, everybody. Today, I am talking with my guest, Andy Santis. She is a host of The Positive Side on RVN TV, but she is also the director of the St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation. And we're talking about her faith journey in the first half. So if you missed it, rewind it or find it on the podcast. It's a great journey and story that she told. But I want to focus, Anne, on your work with the St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation here in the second half, because you're doing so much amazing work reaching into people who maybe are shattered and broken in a crisis situation, and doing wonderful work to really help them and through their trials and you know, help them through it. So just talk with us a little bit about what that foundation does.
Thank you. Thank you for that invitation, because I think it is very important. There's so many people who are in crisis, whether individuals or families. So if somebody's listening right now, which I know they are, I would invite you to open up your phone or your laptop and check out our website, maybe right now, at nonatus.org. It's nonatus.org. So you can really just take a look at what we're doing. So we are rooted from a religious order. It's called the Mercedarians, and we are headquartered in Philadelphia. The Mercedarians are, you know, they've been around for more than 800 years. In fact, celebrated their 800th anniversary last year. So that was a big thing. So St. Raymond Nonatus is our patron and one of the Mercedarian saints from the Barcelona, Spain area about 800 years ago. You can learn about him on our website too. But what we do is we make outreach to families in crisis, and our initial mission has been outreach to families and individuals affected by divorce and separation. So if you're listening and you know someone, family, a friend, a neighbor, somebody at church, you want to let them know about the St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation, because what we do is offer free online support meetings twice a month for those affected by divorce and separation. On the first Tuesday of every month, we have a free meeting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for 1 hour. And that group has prayer, reflection, sharing, attended by one of our friars, a Mercedarian friar, and myself and others. And it is a private group. So we would love to have you or your friends join us there. We also do a group at the end of the month, the last Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for 1 hour. It's the same format, and that's for adult children of divorce. Have to be 18 or older. So there are two main ministries that we're doing right now. We also have wonderful, helpful resources on our website. And we also can do retreats. So if you take a look at our website, you can learn more about all the things that we offer. But we mostly would love to pray for you. So if you're listening, reach out to us on our website and give us a prayer request, because we have wonderful Mercedarian friars and myself who would like to pray for you and your needs.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
A little bit about us.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly the website looks beautiful, and really reaching into divorce and separated families is an important area of our culture right now, because the divorce rate is so high in this country. So how do you what are some of the trends maybe that you're seeing? Because I know that a lot of the families affected by this this evil are needing support. So what are some of the trends that you see and try to help people overcome in a divorced or separated situation?
Well, statistically, I would say that if you really do your homework, the average age for divorce in the United States is going to be a little lower than you think. It is age 30. That's the average. In our foundation, though, I would say that we tend to see more divorced people that are a little older than that. So I would say we tend to deal more with 40s, 50s, and 60s. Not to say that we don't see some younger people like that average age of 30 once in a while. Many times it could be a situation such as that someone's spouse leaves them. That's one that we see. Or, addiction problems or infidelity, pornography. But I would say probably the largest trend that I've seen is that whole idea of somebody whose spouse leaves. That would probably be the biggest trend in the foundation that we tend to see at our support groups.
Wow. And what's the impact that, you mentioned that you also deal with a lot of the adult children of divorce. And so when you see that I know that there's a lot of young people out there listening to this that maybe are adult children of divorce. And so when you look at that, what is the impact of just a parent getting up and leaving? What are those things? Of course everybody's gonna have different struggles, as we mentioned in the beginning of our interview, but what are some of the things that are common to the young people that are really dealing with that hardship, of a parent, who might be, non-existent, or has left their mom or their dad or whatever? How do they deal with that emotionally? What are some of the struggles for them?
Well, I would say the biggest thing that I've seen is that there are long-term effects. By that, I mean that a lot of our clients that are adult children of divorce, you would think that maybe they're younger people, but a lot of times they're older. I mean, I've even had some my own age. I mean, I'm in my 50s, and we have clients that are, 50s, in that age category, because those effects are ones that last sometimes a lot longer than you would think, because it affects relationships, not just when you're younger, but also when you get older, because that whole family dynamic changes. You know, whereas with a family unit, you know, it's a togetherness. A lot of times with a divorce, that after effect is that feeling of still not being quite together, because you have mom and then you have dad, and it's a whole separate thing, even as they're getting into older adulthood, especially if, you know, unfortunately, sometimes the family dynamic doesn't really get any better for some, meaning that the way that people get along and family gatherings. I mean, that's a tough one, too. You know, when you have to go to a party and there you have both parents. And, you know, I will also mention to your listeners that I myself am an adult child of divorce. My parents divorced when I was 7. So my perspective in these groups is my own personal experience. Because within this foundation, we help those affected by divorce and separation. My husband, Angelo, and I have been married over 30 years. Thank God. Say hello to him. Yeah. And so my perspective comes with the adult children of divorce. And for those who are listening, and if you are the adult child of divorce, I would invite you to definitely please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you at nonatus.org. Also, you can find us on social media at Philly Nonatus, NONNATUS, friend with me on Facebook. We're also at St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation on Facebook. And also we are on LinkedIn. St. Ray Foundation is on Twitter, as well as Philly Nonatus. So connect with us there. And you can also send me an email. I'm going to give you my email address at director.srnf@gmail.com. And that's SRNF, stands for St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation. I'll give you my cell number for the foundation. It is 215-870-9913. You can text that number or call. Our business hours are 9 to 5 Eastern time, 215-870-9913.
Awesome. And thank you so much for all the work you're doing. You know, it's such an important thing. One of our taglines here at our ministry is sowing hope into broken hearts. And so you're doing exactly that with the St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation. And so thank you so much for all the work you're doing. Again, the website is very simply nonatus.org. And of course, all the other ways Anne told you to get in touch with her to do that. And I want to ask you just a little bit about, as we're wrapping up the episode, just ask you a little bit about just go back to the positive side real quick and ask you about when that airs and how people can connect with you there, because that as well is a great way for young people to see those inspiring stories and give them hope in their hopelessness, especially if they're experiencing that. So go ahead and just let us know when that airs and where they can find all that stuff.
Yes, that you can find out about the positive side. I'm going to give you my personal website, too, because there's a lot of information about the positive side on annedesantis.com, ANNEDESANTIS.com. And I have a link there for the positive side. It's RVNTV. So it's RVNTV.TV. And it airs on Fridays at 12:30 p.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then again on Monday evenings, 8:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's a YouTube channel for myself as well at Ann DeSantis, and also The Positive Side is on YouTube, and you can watch some of those episodes there. One more thing, I just want to make a shout out. If you're doing something really great, a nonprofit, if you are involved in some type of Catholic ministry or an author, I would love to host you on The Positive Side. So reach out to me on my own personal website at anndesantis.com in the contact form, and I would love to hear from you. Thanks so much.
Awesome, Ann. Thank you so much for being here and talking with me today. Just a huge blessing, and thank you again for all the great work you're doing. It's just so important. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Bill. It's really been a pleasure. I'm glad to meet you and so thrilled to be a part of this program today.
Awesome. Well,
yes.
Well, until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder, and keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.